at 22 for Bayes, working against Damian Lee, and now defending him on the defensive end. Lee has 16. It's Fouch finding Givens, and now Mastodon. One-point basketball game. Lee didn't try to take that shot. He'll give it to Fouch. Left side, 15 on the shot clock, finds McCoy. Now Lee on the right wing. Bayes closed out, got there in time, and he missed that shot. Ball is loose and picked up by Richard Ross. Gives it to Hill and Marco Delancey. Crowd on their feet, making some noise. Delancey into the lane, puts it up, and he's fouled. Very aggressive, the point guard there, and he's bailed out with that call.
And Ryan, I am truly impressed with Markel Delancey's performance today so far. Playing a tremendous game, no turnovers so far. He's doing a great job on the offensive end and playing defense.
Markel will shoot two with a chance to regain the Old Dominion lead. They lost it late in the first half. 46-45 is the score with 12:50 to play. Markel's shot is no good, in and out. As Cooper will enter, Richard Ross will go to the bench.
And I don't think if you notice, Damian Lee is pretty frustrated right now. Kent Bazemore is doing a great job on him in the second half.
Bazemore, the senior, a fantastic defensive player, always in the shorts of the other team's best player, as the second shot is up and good. Tie basketball game to 46.
Right on that
not. We'll bring it across as this student section is on their feet, and here comes the rest of them. Lots of noise being made here at the tent. Chris Fouch on the right side. Boy, just listen to this crowd. Mastinot now on the left. Looked at by Delancey. He goes down low for Givens. Givens backing him down. And he's going to get whistled for a travel.
There it is, a defensive stop, and this crowd is in the game right now, and I love this atmosphere.
Monarchs will try and capitalize as they take over. 12:29 to play in the game, 46 all. The point guard is Markel Delancey. Chance of ODU coming from all around us here at the set. Bazemore finds Delancey. If he watches Bazemore cut through, Delancey will weigh his options. Now he'll find Kent. Takes a contested three, air ball.
He got fouled.
Looked like that one was hotly contested. Bazemore wanted the foul on Lee. They're going to say no, and that one out of bounds. It will go to Drexel.
Missed call there, but it's fine. Just got to capitalize on defense.
Mastinot brings it across, handling it with the left hand. Goes down low. Givens puts it up, and that one's going to be goaltending. Hit the backboard first. Cooper swatted it away, and that will count for Sammy Givens. He now has 10 points quietly.
Oh, that was unnecessary there. That shot wasn't going to go in.
Got a little bit too excited, did Coop. And now Delancey will initiate with Nick Wright. Finding Hill. Now Bazemore off the screen. Leaves it for Cooper. Puts it up. No good. He can whip it though. Cooper, offensive rebound is blocked by Ruffin. And Fouch has it. Pushing with Mastinot. Here comes France. He'll give it a lead. Kicked by Delancey. That'll be a dead ball. Stays with Drexel. And a timeout on the floor.
This is going to be a huge timeout for ODU. They have to keep the energy up, and they have to make sure they talk about the things that they're not doing right now and adjust.
48-46, the Monarchs trail. 11:36 to play in this basketball game. They've outscored Drexel by a score of 14-10 here in the second half. Have yet to regain the lead. They tied it briefly before that defensive goaltending call went against Chris Cooper.
And Ryan, they've done a better job in the second half of taking control of the rebounds. Part of that reason is they have 12 offensive rebounds to Drexel 6.
The Monarchs typically own the board. Last season led the nation in rebounding differential, way up there at the top of the ranks once again this year, something that Blaine Taylor preaches, Chris Cooper, Nick Wright and company provide. They own the rebounding differential by 4, 30-26 overall. And the Monarchs have been led by Kent Bazemore, 22 points, 6 rebounds. Chris Cooper as well, 10 points and 8 boards.
And we already know that Bazemore is the hot hand today, so they have to go through him for the offense. He needs to get touches every possession because he is such a threat to score right now.
The one thing I want to see out of Baze is playing heady basketball. We saw him get a little bit caught up in the moment on that last three he took, hotly contested. You wanted a foul. So did the crowd. Bazemore airballed the shot. Got to be a little bit smarter with that.
Yeah, he does. Definitely got to be better on decision-making, as well as Dimitri Batten. Dimitri gets caught up in the emotion and takes some ill-advised shots or some ill-advised decisions. So he has to make sure that they stay composed.
As a team, the Monarchs are just 3 of 14 from behind the arc. Bays is 2 of 4. Dimitri Batten, 1 of 3. The rest of the team has not hit.
And Drexel has been on point with 6 3-pointers so far.
Back underway here, it's Ted inbounding for the Drexel Dragons. Will be Lee. He finds Givens. Kick it back out to Fouch and down low again, Givens. Givens back to Fouch. Swings for Mastinot and Lee on the right side. He looked at Ruffin and instead gave it to Fouch, who's doubled in the corner by Batten, and Cooper got out of it. Found Givens. Find a cutter, and he missed it. Ruffin missed the layup in transition. Here's Batten. He lays it up and in. It's a high basketball game.
Great pass right there, and the crowd loves it.
Bazemore found him on the assist, and Mastinot pushing the other way. Here's Givens. Handling it, and he'll give it back to Lee. Lee now fouls in the corner. Brings it back out. Looking at Lee. Open for three. He didn't take it. And Mastinot. Looked at by Bazemore. Monarchs in a zone. Corner now. This is Fouch. He'll go down low for Ruffin. Kick back out to Fouch. 11 on the shot clock. Tie basketball game with 10:45 to play. Here's Fouch. Shot clock at 7. Finds Lee. Corner. Mastinot driving. Puts the shot up and hits. Some contact down low. No foul called. Wisely. And the lead back to 2, 50-48 in favor of Drexel. Here comes Kent Bazemore. Timeout taken by Blaine Taylor and his coaching staff. They'll try and calm things down.
I guess there was something he didn't like on the last possession. He'll talk about it in this timeout real quick.
10:29 to play here on Senior Day. Back on the floor of the Monarchs and the Dragons. An Old Dominion with the basketball. Will be inbounded to Kent Bazemore, ready to initiate this offense. Bazemore finds Ross on the elbow. Back to Kent, who will attack with the right hand. Pulls up, tough jumper. There's a whistle and a foul as Richard Ross with a one-handed hip slam.
That was athletic right there.
Will not count as Bays will go to the line and shoot a pair. The
crowd still got a kick out of that one.
Of course, always when Richard Ross shows off his athletic ability.
And that's 4 on McCoy, so...
The big man will be forced to head to the bench here with 10:19 to play. Kent Bazemore at the line to shoot 2. First shot is pure. Lead down to 1 as Mark Delancey enters for Dante Hill. Timmy Givens replacing the big man, McCoy, Daryl McCoy. Minutes have been limited due to foul trouble. Bazemore set to tie this one, and he does just that. 50 points aside, 10:19 to play in the basketball game. We got ourselves a good one here on WODU. Mastinot handling it. He'll skip it across. With the right hand, he finds Fouch. Hassled by Batten, and Batten knocked it loose. Almost took it away. And yes, that one's going to go to the Monarchs as Chris Fouch pulled in the ball, but his foot was on the line.
And that's what we talked about. Batten has to step up on the defensive side to fill the void of Iliadis, and he did it there.
Dimitri Batten pushing the memories of Treon Iliadis' play deeper into the fans of these Monarchs here on Senior Day. Batten on the left side. He watches Bazemore cut through and instead will give it back to Mark Delancey. Delancey finding Bazemore steps into the long 2. Front rim, no. Battling for it was Cooper, but pulled in by Givens, and here comes Mastinot. Mastinot finding Givens, looked at the shot, thought better of it, and gave it back to his point guard. 9:39 to play. Here's Lee, open for 3. Bazemore swept on him, and Lee made him pay from the left corner. Now it's Markel Delancey. His team trails it by 3. Moves around a Chris Cooper screen. Delancey calling for some help and gives it to Ross. Now Dimitri Batten going down low. Cooper. Cooper faking, driving, layup. No. Offensive rebound tipped by Bazemore. Can't find home, and here comes Mastinot. Chance to extend their lead. Here's Givens now. Looked at by Ross, he'll leave it for Mastinot. Batten on him as Lee moving around the screen. Bazemore watches him closely. Givens backing down Ross. Puts it up left hand. No good. Offensive rebound is fought for by Ruffin.
And that's Ruffin
Batten
4.
Through the foul. Dimitri Batten went after it, and yes, indeed, that is number 4 on the reserve forward. Darte Ruffin.
And we talked about it at halftime, Ryan. If ODU is able to get them in foul trouble, then we're going to see a lot of different people come off the bench for them.
Speaking of foul trouble, that's 7 team fouls in this half on the Drexel Dragons, and Dimitri Batten walks to the other end of the floor, ready to shoot 2.